This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. After a string of Houthi militant attacks against commercial and military vessels in the Red Sea, the U.S. and more than 20 nations are protecting ships sailing in international waters. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Major General Pat Ryder, Pentagon press secretary.
These are illegal, dangerous attacks. Since November 18th, there have been now 25 attacks against merchant vessels transiting the southern Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
The U.S. and about a dozen other nations this week warned the Houthis of targeted military action if the attacks do not stop. Attacks will likely continue. And the leader of Yemen's Houthis warned this week that any American ship that targets the militants will become the Houthis' next target. Carla Babb, VOA News. The Pentagon.
Kicking off his re-election year campaign, President Biden is warning for the stakes of America if it puts Donald Trump back in the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
A day before the Capitol riot's third anniversary.
It was on that day that we nearly lost America. Lost it all.
The president says Trump still celebrates those who rioted at his urging and still talks about being a dictator. So the key question is whether American democracy will survive.
It's what the 2024 election is all about.
Speaking near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, a key Revolutionary War site, the president invoked George Washington's refusal to cling to power, contrasting that with a power-hungry Trump, the GOP's presidential frontrunner, and says the choice is stark come November.
We all know who Donald Trump is. The question we have to answer is, who are we?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia says its air defenses downed dozens of Ukrainian drones in occupied Crimea and southern Russia as Kyiv pressed its strategy of targeting the Moscow-annexed peninsula and taking the 22-month war well beyond Ukraine's borders. Air raid sirens wailed in Sevastopol, the largest city in Crimea, and traffic was suspended for a second straight day Friday on a key bridge connecting the peninsula with Russia's southern Krasnodar region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has pledged to strike more targets on the Moscow-annexed Crimean peninsula and inside Russian border regions this year. Meanwhile, the U.S. says Russia has acquired ballistic missiles from North Korea and is seeking them for Iran for use in Ukraine. Crews have begun clearing the charred wreckage of the Japan Airlines plane on Tokyo's Haneda Airport, and investigators seek to retrieve the aircraft's cockpit voice recorder. Local media reports say police are looking into possible professional negligence. Reuters correspondent Julian Sederwaite reports.
The captain of the Coast Guard plane, the sole survivor, is under close scrutiny. Transcripts from the airport's control tower appear to show that he was told to stop short of the runway before the crash occurred. Reuters has reported that the Coast Guard plane was flying its third mission within 24 hours. It had been transporting people and supplies to support recovery efforts in the region of Japan's recent earthquake. Now experts say multiple safety procedures must have failed for the accident to occur.
Julian Satterwaite from Reuters. The flu season is getting worse, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Data from the CDC shows between Christmas and New Year's, 38 states had high or very high levels for respiratory illness, fever, cough, and other symptoms. That's up from 31 states the previous week. It covers not just flu, but coronavirus and RSV too. But flu cases appear to be increasing most dramatically. CDC's Alicia Budd says so far this is a moderate flu season, but cases are expected to remain elevated for several more weeks. The agency reports 6,500 deaths so far from the flu this season. 27 children have died. The data also shows coronavirus illnesses may not be escalating as quickly as flu this winter, but it is putting more people in the hospital than flu. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Air Force says a B-1 Lancer bomber from Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota crashed while trying to land, and all four crew members ejected safely. The military says the B-1 was on a training mission when the crash occurred Thursday evening. Visibility was poor with freezing temperatures and low clouds, according to automated weather reporting equipment recording airfield conditions. The military is investigating the crash. Three crew members were treated on base for minor injuries and released. The fourth crew member was at a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.